Next item is 767, please.
Vacate portions of Southeast 106th Avenue, Southeast 108th Avenue, Southeast 110th Avenue, Southeast Bybee Boulevard, and Southeast Duke Street, south of Southeast Foster Road, subject to certain conditions and reservations.
Commissioner Udaly.
Thank you, Mayor. We are bringing you another street vacation, this time for several right-of-way parcels in Southeast that will allow BES to use them for floodplain control. Lance Lindell, right-of-way agent with PBOT, is here to explain. Welcome, Lance.
Thank you, Commissioner. I'll go ahead and get started while Carla's loading my slides for the presentation. Again, my name is Lance Lindell, right-of-way acquisition. Before you today is a street vacation that is one of the last steps in completing the Foster Floodplain Restoration Project. This vacation has been a collaborative effort between the Bureau of Transportation and the Bureau of Environmental Services, and proposed for vacation are portions of Southeast 106th, 108th, 110th Avenues, Southeast Bybee Boulevard, and Southeast Duke Street, south of Southeast Foster Road. These streets are no longer needed for street purposes, and approval of the vacation will consolidate BES control and operations of the project area. The area proposed for vacation is shown here in yellow. Again, it's all on the south side of Foster Road. This is between 106th and 110th. Planning Sustainability Commission reviewed this proposal and has recommended it for City Council approval. All streets within the vacation area have been removed as a part of the environmental restoration process. No PBOT facilities or improvements are currently located there. And shown here on the slide are a couple pictures showing both 106th Avenue and 108th Avenue at Foster Road looking south. And you can see the restoration project's really taking off. Trees and native plants are growing in the area now, and the city has put in sidewalks along both this portion of Foster and some of the other surrounding roads to improve public access into the restoration project area. This slide shows some of the other streets that were removed. The first photo is Southeast 110th Avenue at Southeast Cooper Street looking north, and the second photo is Southeast Duke Street at 110th Drive looking west. And that picture is taken directly behind the Plaid Pantry store that fronts onto Foster. And I heard from Plaid Pantry's property manager, and they're very supportive of this project and that it allows them to manage their property better, more efficiently as well. Only one city bureau responded with a condition of approval. The Bureau of Development Services has determined that a majority of the budding property owners, property parcels will lose their legal street frontage as a result of this vacation. Mm-hmm. Typically, with street vacations, lot consolidations are required by BDS when this occurs. However, in this case, all the parcels affected are already owned and fee titled by the City of Portland, and they were recently rezoned as open space as a part of the comp plan update. So this is something BDS just recently discovered too, is that if something is zoned open space, city code doesn't require it to have a public right-of-way frontage. That's all the information I have. Any questions?
I just think that's very funny to have a condition of approval saying that the condition is met. It's not like a finding more than a condition.
Yeah, they raised it out of prudence to make sure that BES was really confident that they weren't going to be selling anything.
I love their diligence. They're really good at what they do.
Very thorough.
Thanks for the presentation. That's helpful. Thank you. Any further questions? Any testimony on this item, Carla?
I believe she left.
While you're here, I'd have to say you are very good at what you do as well. Thank you very much for your very clear report.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you. This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Thank you.